Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Licking County Dog Warden Larry Williams. Extreme cold warning in effect until noon today. Partly sunny, a high near 13. It's going to take a while to get to that. Cloudy tonight with a low near 1 below. And then for Thursday, sunny with a high near 17. You're laughing there behind me, Joel. But, I mean, I think the last I looked before we came over, minus 14.
Yes.
That's cold.
Well, and it hasn't moved. I mean, I had minus 14 on the way in, and that's been more than a minute ago. So you'd think with the sun up, something would be changing, but nope.
Now, Larry, you got all this, again, Licking County Dog Warden, you got all this equipment on Larry Williams. That ain't helping you.
No, it's still cold. Yeah. I see you got two coffees going on here.
Well, this is a coffee, this is a water. I always have a little bit of water. No,
keep the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
It's cold.
Yeah. All right, real quick, for folks, I mean, they talk about cold, and again, the Licking County Dog Warden, what are tips you give to people when it gets this cold for their dogs, or any pet, really, but I mean, specifically dogs. I mean, I got two little ones. Well, and buddy, they look at that door and they go, get me back in.
Well, if you're cold, I mean, the dogs do have fur, but if you're cold, the dog's probably going to be cold. So just be very wary. Obviously, we're not humane agents, but definitely. If they're outside, monitor it, keep it short, monitor them, because it won't take long for them to get frostbite in this kind of weather.
No doubt about it. What do you guys do? I mean, what do you do to stay warm when you're out and about? If somebody calls, hey, I think we got a dog running loose somewhere. Do you send Jeremy or Sitz and go, hey, it's a little bit too cold for me. You go find that.
Well,
thing.
I always do that. We bundle up and, if it gets, get in the car, get warm back up. Yeah. You got to be safe about it.
Does it make it easier to track them this time of year with all the snow down?
Yeah, it does. You paw prints, things like that.
So. Yeah, I would think how deep the snow is, they probably get tired out quicker. I mean, unless you're trying to track down a husky or a team. I mean, some dogs can't even see over the snow.
Yeah, some dogs go under, deep it is right now. But, right now we don't get a whole lot of just stray complaints. Okay. We get a few, but in this kind of weather, it's other complaints. So dog bites, things like that. But, yeah, it is easier to track in the snow, a lot easier. Hmm.
So, Larry, you mentioned you're not Humane Society. Talk a little bit about what you folks do then at the county dog warden's office. I mean, who are you looking over? Are you over the entire county? Do you do the cities and all those kind of things? Talk a little bit about what you folks are doing.
Sure. Licking County Dog Warden's office, we do the entire county, all of Licking County. We do Section 955 in the Higher Vice Code, which is just dogs running at large, dog licensing. We do dog bite investigations, dogs and livestock. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. The Humane Society would be your humane agents. Mm-hmm. They do cruelty, neglect, abandonment. Those are what they do.
So if somebody calls you and says, man, I'm telling you, this dog has been outside for 3 days. I don't see any water. You refer that then to the Humane Society, the humane agent?
Yeah, we would check for dog tags. Yep. And if they don't, we would follow up with that. But yeah, on that, we would just refer them to the Humane Society to make the complaint against the neglect or cruelty.
Yeah. How many folks on staff?
Right now we have 7.
Okay.
That's 2 deputies, Jeremy, my assistant, myself, 1 kennel attendant and 2 admin assistants.
Mm. It doesn't seem like enough people for a big county like Licking County.
It isn't, but we're self-funded, so it's dog tag sales is what funds us. We got to get the revenue up before we can hire anybody else.
Right on. Wow.
All right, dog tag sales, you jumped into that, so we'll just get there right now. Just a few days left before the penalties kick in.
31st is the last day, yep. Penalties would increase it. So if it's 22, it'd go to 44. The 3-year tags are 66. There'd be a penalty on the first year part of that. So it'd be 66 plus the 22 penalty. And then dangerous dog tags are 50. They would go to 100.
Okay. All right. So if folks want to get them, there's different ways they can. I was joking with you. I was worried we didn't get them. I'm like, great, I'm going to have the dog warden in. I don't have tags for my dog. His wife was like, no, I took care of it a long time ago. 1, she did it online. And 2, she did the 3-year tag. Now, are you seeing more folks go to those and doing it online and getting the 3-year tag? Or is it folks getting those 1-year tags at different places?
I don't know what the statistics are for online because the auditor handles that. But yeah, at the shelter, we've been selling a lot more 3-year tags. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. You can do that. The permanent, I wouldn't recommend that if your dog has any kind of age to it. If it's a puppy, if you never want to buy it again, the permanent would be a great thing to do. But I wouldn't recommend it if it has any kind of age, because you would if the dog passed away, you would lose out.
You're not getting your money back.
Yeah, you're not getting the money back.
We had an older dog the last time, 15 years, and the wife, I'm like, Jody, he's 15 years old. He's looking at me to pick him up to get in bed. I said, I'm not spending that. So we just got the 1-year tag, yeah. And unfortunately, he did die. We had to put him down. But yeah, you are right. You got to kind of be smart about all those things. So the easiest way to do it, you would say, would just be online?
Online is the easiest way. And there's a domain that we purchased. So it's lcdogtags.com. Takes you straight to the link. You could also go to the auditor's webpage. You can go to our webpage. And you can get there too, but the easiest is lcdogtags.com.
And you talked about the importance of this because this is how you're funded. And I thought maybe there was other streams for you guys, but it's strictly off these tags, correct?
Correct. Unless we, you know, run into trouble and we go to the commissioners and ask for help. But yes, we're self-sufficient. We try to rely on being self-sufficient. And, you know, if you have a tag on the dog and we pick it up, we can bring it back to you. Otherwise, it creates more of an investigation for us to try to figure out where it goes. So tag on the dog. As long as we're able to get somebody in touch with somebody, we call it a free ticket home. We'll bring it home to you. If we can't get in touch with you, though, we have to impound it. And then you'll have to come to the shelter and pay the fees to get it out.
And what are those if somebody's?
Impounding and boarding. So impounding is $35 and boarding is $8 a day.
$8 a day. Yeah. How many dogs you got in there right now?
I think there's just shy of 20.
And is that a good number?
We'd like to be a little bit less, just so we have some empty kennels. If you know officers bring dogs in, we have a place to put them. We don't have to move anything around.
Now you said you had 7 staff. You got 20 dogs in there. I know the Humane Society has volunteers. Can folks come down and just say, "Hey, I love being around dogs. I want to give back to the community." Can people come down and volunteer for you?
Absolutely. We have a volunteer application online, or you can come down to the shelter, fill it out. We'll get it to our volunteer coordinator, and they'll give you a call, and then you can come in, volunteer, help socialize the dogs, help clean, walk the dogs, play with the dogs. Yep.
Hey, boys, I got a job for you.
I heard play. I didn't hear clean.
What do you mean I need a shovel? I thought you said these are dogs. They're big and dogs there, kids. I'll tell you right now. I've never asked you this question. Dog owner?
Oh, I've got 2.
What do you got?
I have it's like a husky mix. It's a Kelpie. And then I have an English Springer Spaniel.
Yeah. Always been a dog guy?
I've always had a dog.
Yeah.
My first dog was a beagle when I was 14, 15.
How'd you get into this?
I was working at a factory, and I didn't like factory work. I'd worked as a mechanic before that, and the wife saw an ad in the paper. I applied.
Really? And I know you're from the Mount Vernon area. Did you start up there and then come down here?
Yeah, started in Knox County 2007. And then came here in 2011.
Yeah. It's a tough job, Larry. I mean, you know better than I do. It's not easy every morning to get up and see some of the stuff that you guys got to deal with. I mean, I've always told people, you want to get folks riled up, do something to a kid or do something to a pet. And people are going to get mad. And they do. I mean, it's...
Very quickly.
I mean, when you see the dogs come in, I mean, what's that process like? I mean, you're just like, all right, we got to get them cleaned up. We got to get vets and all those. Because you guys have to handle all that, correct?
Yeah. So when we bring a dog in, we intake it. We vaccinate them upon intake for DAPP and Bordetella, just to try to control some of the disease there at the shelter. And then we give them, you know, a once-over, look them over and make sure they don't need a vet. If it's something they do need a vet, we'll take them. There's a holding period. So if they're unlicensed, it's 3 days. If they're licensed, it's 14 days. And the owner can come and redeem that dog within that period. Mm-hmm. After that legal hold period, if the owner doesn't come, if it's a adoptable dog, we'll put it up for adoption or rescue.
Yeah. It's funny because when we first moved down here, we got our first dog over there. And boy, that 3 days that my boys had to wait, I mean, every day my young was like, Dad, anybody call? Yeah. I mean, when I went to get him, as soon as we could get him, he ran over there with me and we picked him up. But you guys do a great job with him. I mean, it was fun. You let us sit out in the hallway with him. I may have told you this story before. There were 2. And the one that we ended up getting kind of just looked at me and said, oh, you'll be back. So we took a little one out. And God bless, we knew it was nervous. But I mean, it just peed all over the floor.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, you're doing it here. I don't know. But that's what I love about that. You guys will let us, you know, let folks come in and kind of just meet that animal to just make sure it's a good fit.
Yep. We do have only 1 greeting room inside. Yep. So, you know, we just ask people to be patient with us because we can only have one family or one person in at that greeting room at a time. Mm-hmm. So we have an outdoor area, but obviously you're not going to go out in this kind of weather. So we just have one indoor area where you can meet a dog. Hope to get that more of those in the future.
But yeah,
right
yeah.
now we just have one.
I don't remember. Is there any background checks? I mean, for us, I don't think there was. It was just, hey, this is a good faith offer here. We want to come get the dog. Is that kind of how that
yeah,
works?
Yeah, they're all stray dogs. So yeah, there's no background check. Mm-hmm. There is an adoption process. There's an adoption contract.
Yeah.
But there's no background check.
And you guys have the dogs spayed?
We do not.
Not our neutered, I should
yeah,
say.
Yeah, we did try that 1 year, and just financially we can't do that. It just costs so much. We do have a medical fund that people donate to,
okay. And
that helps with the vaccinations. That helps with us taking them to the vet if they need veterinary care. We've actually taken them to the vet, and they've amputated legs before because they had a broken leg that was old and they couldn't repair it, so they amputated it. We've had parvo puppies that we sent to the vet, and they medicated them and held them until they were good to go.
Yeah.
So we do have a medical fund, and we do spend that on the dogs, but we just don't have the means or the funds to spay and neuter every single dog.
Is there a certain dog you guys have that you're seeing a lot that are finding?
So it kind of comes in spurts as far as breeds, but we do have a lot of what people call pit bulls. We do have a lot of those, and we have some right now that are up for adoption, and they're very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm. Website? If folks, because you guys do that, do you post the pic?
Yeah. Yep. LCDogShelter.com, Licking County DogShelter.com. Licking County, LC, DogShelter.com. That'll take you to the website. And there'll be adoptable dogs on there. You can click that and see all of our adoptable dogs.
Yeah. I stopped looking. I'm like, oh, honey, look at this one. Hey, look at that one. I didn't stop. I got banned from looking, to be honest with you. She's like, no, don't do that anymore.
Don't want to be outnumbered in your own house.
No. Well, she doesn't. I don't care. I'm better than the dogs, believe me. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Larry Williams, Licking County Dog Warden. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Larry Williams, Licking County Dog Warden. Extreme cold warning remains in effect until noon today. Stay inside as much as you can. Going to be cold today, tonight, for the next few days as well. So keep that in mind. Extreme cold warning. That's up until noon. My guess is it'll probably be extended later today. All right, Larry, we were talking a little bit. First off, I didn't even congratulate you. Ohio Association of Dog Wardens, Dog Warden of the Year. Congratulations. You don't do it for those kind of things, but still, it's a nice little feather, a nice little pat on the back for you.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you... When you found out, was it like, oh, God, I got to go to some ceremony or something? Or
No, we were already headed to our winter conference, and I was told that I had been nominated. So. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. So based on what? I mean, what do your peers see in you that they don't see in themselves?
So you nominate within the Ohio County Dog Warden Association, and then they take those nominations and the board votes on it. And so for me, it was just the Avery's Law, the time that I'd spent trying to get that through, working with Avery and her mom, Drew, CCAO, and Kevin Miller, the House representative, getting the bill passed.
Gotcha.
You know, and I remember when Representative Miller was in and he was telling me we got big things going on with that. And I, at that time, did not know how heavily involved you were. But then I learned about how you – was it something where he just reached out to you and says, man, I need an expert. Give me some advice. Or did you reach out to him and say, I'm telling you, this needs to be changed?
We actually reached out to him, me and Jeremy, and we had a sit-down talk and explaining what the laws currently said for, you know, what we could and couldn't do. and dogs, and you know, the things with the dangerous and vicious really concerned us. And after we told him, it really concerned him. And then we learned about Avery through that process, and they got involved with it as well.
Mm-hmm. And it was we were down at the commissioner's office when you received your award and got the recognition from local leaders. It sounded to me like, Larry, this was a no-brainer. I know every bill has to work its way through the General Assembly. I get that. And hey, we got to do this. But, I mean, it just sounded like everybody was like, this is an easy one. Let's go ahead and get this done.
Yeah, it passed fairly quickly. It passed both the House and the Senate unanimously. Yeah. So, and that they say that doesn't happen. If it does, it's very, very rare. So
it seems, too, like, you, Dave, you were talking earlier about, you know, you mess with someone's kids or you mess with someone's pets. I mean, you know, again, when right or wrong, when people hear vicious dog, most people think about pit bulls. And, you know, that's probably upsetting to a lot of pit bull owners, because like you said, you've got some pitties available right now for adoption, and you say they're great dogs. They're very loyal dogs. They're fun dogs. It's all about the training of the dog, and I can't believe there wasn't more pushback.
No, obviously some things did get changed through the process. It's a give and take from what I've learned going through that process, but the majority of it stuck together and went through, and yes, all dogs can cause harm. It's the dogs that are muscular and large and athletic, you know, whether it be a Pitty, a German Shepherd, a Rott, Doberman, any of those dogs can cause serious injury. They have four legs. We only have two. They can maneuver a whole lot better than we can. And once they grab a hold and start shaking, they're going to do damage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, there was no pushback that I'm aware of from the, pity lovers or anything like that.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, and this was all for the victim and the dog wardens to be able to get those dogs, vicious dogs, which what we classify now as serious injury or have killed somebody, off the streets until it's in front of a judge and the judge can make that final determination of the disposition of the dog.
So is that the difference between vicious and dangerous? Maybe take us through how you kind of classify those two.
So a dangerous dog is a dog that has caused injury, but not serious injury. So that's wide range, right? It could be a scratch. It could be a laceration. But serious injury is disfigurement, permanent disfigurement, permanent, like, really bad scarring, and then death is death. So, yeah, that would be vicious, serious, and death. And then dangerous is just an injury other than serious injury. And there are some other things as well, but mm-hmm. That's the most important one.
What was it before the law then? So, I mean, you really couldn't do a whole lot?
No. So if we're going out to investigate a dog bite or a dog attack, and we're going to designate it either dangerous or vicious, and it was back with the owner, yeah, we couldn't seize the dog. Now, after when Avery's Law goes into effect, which is March 20th, we will be able to seize that dog. Mm-hmm. If we're designating it vicious, that has caused serious injury or fatality, we're going to seize that dog. We're going to petition the court for the hearing. And then at the hearing, the judge will determine the disposition of the dog.
So that power lies within the dog warden. So you can go out and say, that's a vicious dog. You can't have Dave Doney or Joel Riley call you up. I mean, I know you will investigate, but the final determination comes from the dog warden.
The dog warden or anybody authorized to enforce that chapter. So gotcha. A deputy sheriff could do it, or a police officer, anybody that can enforce that chapter, 955 and a higher vice code. But every county has a dog warden.
Yeah. As you look back, Larry, I mean, like on the last year or two, would that law being in effect, would it have changed many of the interactions you've had?
I wouldn't use the word many, but it definitely would have, yes, changed some of the interactions with some of our cases, yes. Okay. I'm not going to say the word many, but yeah, definitely would have changed some of those cases and potentially the outcomes of those cases, because we would have been seizing some of those dogs.
And I got
not that we've had any fatalities in Licking County,
right.
But we have had dogs that, because the other caveat to that is if the dog causes injury in a way that we're designating it dangerous, and maybe it's on the far right of that spectrum, it's just not enough for vicious. If we don't feel that it's safe to stay, and we could prove that in court, to stay in the home, we can still seize it. So it's not going to be every single one. But it is those cases, obviously vicious, you're taking the dog if you're designating it. If it's dangerous and you don't feel that it's safe to stay there, we're going to seize those as well.
I just can't imagine gumming up to someone. I mean, again, you're already dealing with something that's potentially volatile. I mean, how do you physically seize the dog? How does that work?
So, you know, when you're serving them with their designation and you're just explaining it, the best way to do it is you're just being polite. You're talking to them. You know, I'm not here. It's not a power trip. It's not. This is all about public safety. So if I talk to you just like a human being and treat you like a human being, I expect the same. Is that going to happen every time? No. But, you know, I'm going to do my best when I'm out there, and I know my officers do the same, to treat everybody like a human being. And if you explain it, like, we're not taking the dog and we're not killing it. It's going to, you know, in front of a judge, and the judge will have the final say. Mm. I will say the law does say that if it is upheld that it's vicious, that the court shall order the dog to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. We don't want those dogs out there in public. I'm not saying that I want to destroy a dog, but we do not want those dogs in the public. A human's life is more valuable than a dog.
Yeah. Well, again, you mentioned Avery and her mom. The strength of that young lady, I would just tell somebody, you don't think that dog doesn't need to be put down, go look and see what it did to this young lady. And the courage that she had, as you mentioned, to be able to do that. It sounded like mom was pretty much like, come on, let's go, let's get this done. I mean, she was a fireball when we saw her down at the commissioner's office.
Yeah, she definitely was very focused on to get this done, and absolutely rightfully so. Like, yep. I don't know what I would have done if I ever see my kid go through that. I don't know if I can handle that.
No, as I say, a lot of parents, God bless her, she was able to do that. What are some of the other aspects of Avery's Law? You guys talked about fencing. You talked about insurance. I mean, there's a lot. It's just not, hey, we're coming to get the dog. There's other things that need to be done.
Yeah, so there are requirements that we kind of reorganized them and restructured them. So fencing, it just said, like currently right now, it just says fencing. So in Avery's Law, it says adequate fencing. So now it's at the dog warden's discretion, or whoever's authorized to enforce that, to say that's adequate fencing. We didn't label it as wood or metal. It just has to keep that dog from escaping. We were running into things where people were using snow fencing and chicken wire as fencing. Obviously, any dog can push snow fencing over, so that's not adequate fencing. So those are requirements that they changed. Insurance now required for dangerous and vicious, where before it was just going to be, it was just vicious. Mm-hmm. And dangerous was if the court ordered it.
Yeah. So what are you talking about insurance? Is there a certain amount they have to have, or?
Yeah, a minimum of $100,000 liability policy.
For both dangerous and vicious? Or
yeah,
is that just
each dog, yeah. Yeah. So they're going to have $100,000 minimum liability insurance for the dog, vicious and dangerous. I've talked to several insurance companies, and most of them will not insure a vicious dog. They'll insure a dangerous dog, but they will not insure a vicious dog.
Does that worry you then, that you're going to find more dogs running around, that folks are like, look, I can't keep this dog. There's nothing.
I do. I do feel that way. We are going to be talking to the commissioners to try to resolve that somehow, whether that be, owner surrender for euthanasia, for those particular vicious dogs only. We've never done owner surrenders in the past, but maybe that's something we have to look at. I would much rather do it humanely and mm-hmm. and at, you know, at their cost, than to have the dog just running out loose.
So the fencing, this is interesting to me. So you can go out and just be like, well, that's not going to work. So if you tell me my dog, and he's seen my dogs, I ain't worried about them. But,
no.
But if you go out and you say that fencing's not going to work, you got to get something else. How long do you give a person to do that? And then you come back out and you inspect it again to make sure is what it has to be. But I mean, is there a, I don't want to say a grace period, but is there a time where you tell these folks?
Yeah, the officer would give them a timeline. Obviously, you know, if somebody's fencing off their yard or a portion of their yard, it's going to take some time. There's nothing in the law that says you have this amount of time. The law just says you have to comply with the requirements. So it's in law's perspective, it's upon that designation being completed. But we're going to give them some time. You know, in my head, I would say 30 days. Mm-hmm. If you don't have it done in 30 days, then you know, we're going to be back out checking, and you could get a ticket if you're not in compliance with the requirements of owning, possessing a dangerous or vicious dog.
What about the electric fences? What do you do there?
I don't know if I would consider that.
I see that's because I know a lot of people in our neighborhood have done that.
Yeah,
I mean, and we actually looked at it at one time, but I'm just like, I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, that could be a tricky situation, could it not?
Yeah, it could. You know, that requires a collar to be on the dog. Mm-hmm. That requires it to have a battery, a good battery. So if they don't put the collar on or the battery's bad, there's too many variables with that. I would say that it would have to be a fence. And we all know HOAs sometimes don't let you do a fence. Mm-hmm. So in those situations, we just tell people then you have to take the dog out on the leash and you have to be with the dog and to follow the requirements that way.
I'm glad you brought that up. Leash laws? I mean, because Larry, I see people just letting their dog, especially if you go on the bike path. And I'm not calling out people or anything, but you got a lot of people who use that bike path. And here you got dogs running down there. Oh, he won't, she won't do anything. You never know.
You know, they're animals. Even if you're with them for 10 years, they're still an animal. They still, you know, think differently than humans. It's not a leash law. It's a confinement law.
Okay.
So you have to keep it on your property by a fence, tether, or leash, or reasonable control, right? So if you're out walking a dog and you don't have control over it and it does something to somebody, you could get a criminal citation for that. And then, you know, the ticket for that's $145. So, and then you'll have, it'll be on your criminal record. So,
okay.
And then the person that was the victim of that can go after you civilly.
Yeah.
So if you're walking your dog, just make sure you have control over it. If you're not sure, the best thing is just put it on a leash.
Yeah.
I
mean, I have never, ever recounted a time where when we had our dogs, and I'm a dog person, that we ever just let the dog, just go do your business and come back in here without having a fence.
I've seen some dogs. I mean, I've seen some people that own dogs that everything they say, the dog follows the commands. But, you know, they're well-trained dogs. Mm-hmm. And those people are, you know, really good with dogs, too. But for the average person, I would say just keep it on a leash. There's no need to take that chance. Doesn't mean you can't use a bike path, but just put it on a leash.
Yeah, that's I'm with you. All right, folks got to buy their tags. The deadline is when? How much they cost? What do they got to do?
It's $22 per tag for 1 year, $66 for 3 years, and $220 for a permanent by January 31st.
Mm-hmm. And they can do it online, right at the website and
more
different places throughout the county.
Come to the shelter, go to the auditor's office, but I don't think anybody wants to be driving out if they don't have to in this kind of weather. And online would be the easiest, lcdogtags.com.
And do you have a list on there where the different establishments are going to go? Because I told you we used to always get ours at True Value in Pataskala.
Yeah, not on there because that takes you directly to the online portal link. But if you go to our website, yes, there is a link, and I think there's a list, and I think that list is on the auditor's website as well.
Very good. Larry, thanks for all you do. Again, congratulations. I mean, that's a hell of a feather in the cap. Dog warden, 88 counties, 88 wardens, and do you hold that over everybody? Hey, I'm better than you?
No.
No, I wouldn't think you would. No. I could tell when you were down at the commissioner's office, like, oh, God, I got to go through this again. I don't want to have any part
Come
of
on, Larry loves the spotlight.
He kept throwing Jeremy up. And saying, Jeremy, get up there. Go do that. I don't want to do this. But again, thank you. I know we're joking. It's a serious subject. You guys work so hard to get that law passed. And if anybody, like I said, if you've seen Avery, her mom, it hits home. I mean, I cannot imagine anybody could stand there and say, oh, no, our laws were all right until this. And it goes into effect March?
March 20th.
Okay. So folks have time to kind of get their ducks in a row as far as getting those dogs and the insurance and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Larry, as always, I appreciate it. I go out there, try to stay warm. Again, make Jeremy go get the dogs today and, well, the rest of the week. Let him go check
I hope
them
he's
out.
Listening to that.
Just tell him he can go do those. We appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Be sure to join us on Friday's Talk of the Town. Corey Stukes and Larry Homringhaus with the Nonprofit Expo will join us, talk about all the great things that are going to be happening at that event.